WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Mexico joins China and Canada in retaliating as President Trump's tariffs on their imports go into effect. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has just said Mexico will respond to the 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. by slapping retaliatory tariffs on certain U.S. goods. But she won't announce which U.S.-made products will be affected until Sunday.
Trump is also playing hardball with Ukraine, pausing all U.S. military aid that had been promised during the Biden administration. Alexander Moreshko is a member of Ukraine's parliament.
I couldn't imagine in my worst dreams that Trump would be cutting off military aid to Ukraine when we need it so much.
In New Orleans, partiers have far outlasted the forecast bad weather to celebrate Mardi Gras on Bourbon Street. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There's been an increase of dead birds seen along Lake Michigan's shoreline. The reports run from Racine to Green Bay, and it's raising concerns about bird flu. The Wisconsin Humane Society has admitted more than 30 birds with suspected bird flu. Those are euthanized due to the severity of the illness. If you do come across a dead bird near the water, you should reach out to the Humane Society. Election day was A-OK. The Wisconsin Elections Commission reports no errors were found in electronic voting machines during the 2024 general election. The commission performed an audit with results recently released. Nearly 330,000 ballots were manually reviewed across 336 municipalities. There were five discrepancies, however, those were blamed on human error. The waiting is the hardest part. Savannah Tolme Olson has more about an ag waiting game.
Dozens of Wisconsin farmers are currently waiting on millions of dollars promised to them by the federal government. The Dairy Business Innovation Program gives grants to more than 400 dairy farmers across the country to help them grow. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has frozen those payments. 88 Wisconsin farmers were waiting on $6.5 million. Farmers who are due to get money applied for it in 2023, were approved in 2024, and started working on projects like growth or updating technology, knowing they would be reimbursed. But without that reimbursement, they could be in trouble. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association says half of the grant recipients are small farms with fewer than five employees. People from the association will be traveling to Washington, D.C. next week to push for the release of this money. Senator Tammy Baldwin is also asking the USDA to resume the payments. She spearheaded the program.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A setback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brewers starting left-handed pitcher Aaron Ashby had to leave last night's spring training game in Arizona in the second inning. Manager Pat Murphy says it's an oblique muscle injury requiring an MRI. The Brewers went on to lose to the Reds 5-4. Ashby, the sixth Brewers pitcher, now dealing with an injury. NBA, the Bucks in Atlanta tonight to take on the Hawks. Milwaukee has won six of their last seven games, and they've now moved up to fourth place in the NBA's Eastern Conference. The Badgers men team getting ready to play Minnesota in the Twin Cities. Head coach Greg Gard.
Yeah, it is a border state. You know, we've recruited that area really well. That area's been really good to us. We've got really good players from there. It's important in terms of Big Ten tournament seeding. It's important to get the double bye if you can. And quite frankly, you boil it down to it's your next game and you're competitive and you want to win. The other stuff that could happen from that is a byproduct of, you know, doing good things on Wednesday night.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend.
And then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll talk about Secretary of Defense Hegseth requiring a What Did You Do Last Week list from civilians. And Luke Mathers is in for Tuesday Tangents. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. You know, at the at 9:30, we will be joined by Dr. Anthony E. Street. He's the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. And, you know, everything is under assault. And so you would, you know, social workers provide. We just got through talking to people who are there to support people in their lowest ebb. That's what social workers do. They're under assault. They're under attack at a time when you need more of them. You know, we've got again an assault, an attack on the very things that make life a little easier for people in this society. But before we go there, Donald Trump, the tariffs have kicked in. Okay, 25% on Canada and Mexico. And this is a response from China, Canada, and Mexico. We'll fight to the bitter end. China and Canada retaliate. Expect the gas prices to skyrocket. You know, what we're paying for gas now, I remember all the complaints. Gas is $3.50 under Joe Biden, and he got, you know, the gas. Well, they're getting ready to soar. The food prices, inflation, all those things are getting ready to soar. And did not have to happen. Canada and China swiftly announced retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. on Tuesday, shortly after long threatened levies by Trump administration on those countries, and Mexico took effect. He did this after he was warned by even Republican economists. He was told in no uncertain terms the suffering that this was going to bring on the American people, and yet he did it anyway. I mean, I just, for the life of me, you know, he clearly does not care about the average person. If he cared about the average person, he would have never done this. And it can't be acceptable. Well, we're going to cut back the fentanyl. We're going to make all of these Americans suffer. Well, not all, because the wealthy never suffers. But the average American and the one on the lowest ebb who is going to be hurt the most because Donald Trump says, you know, you guys weren't stopping fentanyl or you stole our jobs. Let me explain something. I don't know why, you know, maybe this president doesn't understand, but I'm old enough to know what happened to the manufacturing jobs in this country. China didn't steal them, nor did Mexico. I used to work in industry for 34 years. I know what happened to that job that I had. And I know the devastation that it caused. And you in rural America, the paper mills, and all of those things. The decision, the country didn't steal them. Mexico didn't steal them, nor did China. Okay? Global economics, even though Bill Clinton was the president of the United States at the time, it was bipartisan. The agreement to take these jobs out of this country was bipartisan. So let's, when I hear Donald Trump say they stole our jobs, that's a lie. That's an unmitigated lie. I know my job and my life was affected. I know what happened. So when he makes the statement that these countries stole the jobs and that gives him the reason and the right to create tariffs to hurt the American people, is nonsensical. It borders on a person who's delusional. And people know that. I don't know why they don't say it publicly. They're afraid for whatever reason. But you should never be afraid to tell the truth. And that is the truth of what happened. That China didn't steal the jobs. They didn't come over here and physically take the plant that I worked in for 34 years and that stood over a century in the city of Milwaukee, the A.O. Smith Corporation. Mexico didn't come and take that company. The company decided to relocate for cheaper labor. It started in the South. They moved to Tennessee. They moved to non-union shops, and they found out they could make more money. It didn't take long before their move to the South, Tennessee, where there were no unions, to then jump across the border and do it in Mexico, where they made even more money. And then after several years in Mexico, the greedy people who own the corporations and the shareholders then decided we can do it even cheaper. They moved it to China. Now, I get it. In all fairness, they broadened their market. You know, you couldn't just Milwaukee and Wisconsin and the state and the United States wasn't their only market. And so I get it. But they didn't physically take the jobs. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. But I find it funny to hear you care about rising costs, or your party does. You care about that as much as you care about keeping girls' sports.
Oh, man, listen, man. Listen. I don't want to hear another word about girls' sports. If you can't seem to comprehend the difference between people losing jobs and girls' sports, you know, I mean, come on, man. You're not going to change my subject today. I'm not going to allow you to talk about. I'm not going to allow you to talk about girl sports. I'm not talking about girl sports. I'm talking about right now the fact that Donald Trump has decided to put these tariffs on when everybody else, including Republicans, told him no.
No, I'm pointing out what a hypocrite your party is.
Hey, man, listen, I don't want to hear that. I'll see you later. I'm not going to waste time with that foolishness. The fact of the matter is the tariffs have kicked in. And as I stated, China and Canada and Mexico said we'll fight to the bitter end. That's going to impact the average everyday person in this country who can't stand it. I don't want to hear about girl sports. Let's go to Jake, man. Hey, good morning to you, Jake. You say what?
Nope. Hey, good morning. This is Charles.
All right, Charles, go ahead.
You know, it's a sad thing when you got a stupid person that think they're smart that's making decisions for other people. And like you said, he doesn't care. It's not going to affect him. It's not going to affect the rich. And he talked about helping the American people. He's done nothing to help the American people. Prices are steady going up. He said nothing about helping people with housing. You know, if he put these tariffs on it, he think he's a bully, and he thought Canada, China, and Mexico are going to back down. And we see that they're not backing down. They're putting on their tariffs.
Yes.
And it will hurt the people that don't have anything. And the sad part also is that you have these people that are out there, oh, we want to vote for Trump. Earl, you and I, you've said it several times. He did nothing his first 4 years. So what I don't understand is what made naive people think that, oh, well, this time he says he's going to do all this stuff, so this time I'm going to take him at his word. It's been nothing but grievous and racist hate. And not the American people. And the American people will soon find out that you voted for somebody that said, watch and see what I do. And you're seeing it now. And crime, everything will start to go up, bro, because people are not going to be able to make it.
You know, Charles, I will say this to people tonight. If you can stomach it, watch him as he speaks to Congress and watch him say, When they say to him about the fact that people are going to be hurting, he doesn't care. He's oblivious to people being in pain because he's never had to feel it, man. I wish I had more time, Charles. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. We'll fight to the bitter end, China and Canada. We'll retaliate against new Trump tariffs. That's you and I. 4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
With major changes coming out of Washington, our Wisconsin Supreme Court could be the last line of defense for our rights. The ACLU Voter Education Fund does not endorse or oppose candidates, but wants you to cast an informed vote in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. So where do the candidates land on issues like abortion? Here are the facts. Brad Schimmel stated he supports banning abortion. Susan Crawford supports access to reproductive health care and successfully protected abortion rights while representing Planned Parenthood in Wisconsin. On April 1st, Wisconsin voters will make a critical decision about the future of abortion in our state. To learn more about the Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, visit aclu.org/WI2025. Paid for by ACLU Voter Education Fund, 212-549-2500. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
ACLU Voter Education Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trump and Vance verbally assaulted the president of Ukraine, an ally of the U.S. Trump defending the president of Russia, a known dictator. This is a complete capitulation to our sworn enemies. And it's time for Republicans, my former party that I left in 2011, to speak the hell up. Because if we don't, it's not going to be long before we don't have anything left to defend.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
We're just beginning, and I know we've each been down this road a time or two. I never could make it through, but I've got this feeling that we're stumbling to what we've both been waiting for, and maybe even more. It doesn't matter where we've been, 'cause this time I know for sure we're going all the way, heading for. The more you near me, the more I know we got it all here. We just don't blow it. We're going all the way.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. The incomparable Jeffrey Osborne. Anyway, listen, I'm talking about the fact that that the tariffs have kicked in, and there's going to be pain. And there's going to be pain for the average American. And this is just the beginning of the pain that people are going to suffer. Unnecessary, didn't have to happen. Let's go to Brendan. Hey, good morning to you, Brendan. You say what?
Yeah. Good morning, Earl. I'm sorry to America. I'm sorry that 77 million people were so full of hate and despise for people that didn't look like them, that they allowed themselves to buy into the rest of the grift from the Trump family, the criminal family. These tariffs are going to hurt.
Oh, man, they are.
We've already seen where I go to the store. I'm shocked every time I go to the grocery store. I buy less and less. I mean, I just wonder how long it'll be before I'm on a potato-based diet.
Well, you know, Brendan, you go to the grocery store, you buy five things, it's $60. Man, $65.
Agreed. One bag.
Yes.
One bag of groceries, $60. It's crazy.
Yeah, and he said he was going to do something about it. He's going to make it worse.
Everybody keep your eyes open on the internet, because you can see at these town hall meetings that there are Republicans now that are angry, people that made a vote. And, you know, I don't doubt that many people that voted for Trump were hoping that he was telling the truth this time, that he could actually do something about pricing. I know there was a section of people that voted for him that wished that, but it's not happening. And they're mad. So what the Republicans are trying to tell us is that, oh, they're all the actors, but watch those spineless Republicans just sit there. Those people were voted in positions to take care of the constituents in their districts, red, blue, or pink. I don't care. But they're going to sit there because they're more worried about their stature
than
their little silly button they wear when they go home.
Hey, Brendan, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ann. Good morning to you, Ann. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I just want to say CJ is a reflection of who he voted for. He assumes all this stuff about Democrats, like we don't care about prices. Well, we do care about prices, CJ, for everyone, not just the rich. That's why we voted for a Democratic president. I'm tired of him putting us in boxes. I feel they're the blame and shame party. Why don't they look at what's happening instead of putting Trump on this pedestal? He's not helping everyone. You know, I wanted him to help Republicans and Democrats, and I didn't even vote for him. But for some reason, they just want to keep blaming Democrats.
Ann, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Ollie. Hey, good morning to you, Ollie. Oh, okay.
You have to click it on yours. I have to get the screen back up.
Oh, okay, okay. Let me see if I remember how to do this. Ollie, are you there?
Hi, I am.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say a few things. Welcome to Trump's terrorism by tariffs. Terrorism on the American people. And I just want everyone to know that poverty doesn't see political parties. We're all in a world of hurt here now.
Hey, Ollie, very well said. Very well said. Thank you very much. Let's go to Gene. Hey, good morning to you, Gene.
All right, we're back online here.
Good morning. Great job. I really appreciate all the things you're doing, Earl. Outstanding. And I'm just I'm fed up with some of those callers that keep trying to throw back the stuff on Democrats, what Republicans are doing. And I've been an independent my whole life, and I've never belonged to a political party. But Ann is right that Democrats are the ones that fixed the mess he put us in to begin with here when he was president before. Trump, you need to watch Trump. He is incapable of seeing anybody's pain. He only thinks of himself. Watch him. Those of you who still are standing up for him, you were lied to. You were conned by the man of the century.
Well, you know, Gene, I'm watching CNN, and it says Donald Trump, J.D. Vance said Donald Trump is going to be poking a little fun. There's nothing to be poking fun at. Rome is burning.
It's a deviancy, and it is insane, and people need to wake up and keep calling the people that are supposed to be representing because they are enabling his behavior. He never worried about the people, only he could save you. He's the savior. Get it? He's psychotic. Wake up, folks. He's taking a scalpel. He's taking a blowtorch to everything that's important in our country.
Hey, Gene, thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. But J.D. Vance just said Trump will poke a little fun during tonight's speech. There's nothing to be poking fun at. People hurting, people suffering. What are we talking about? But that's who he is. That's who he's always been. And so don't expect anything different. I just wonder how long it's going to be before people, you know, realize. You know, and maybe people are realizing it now. I'm hearing farmers haven't seen the real pain that they're getting ready to feel, you know, with these 25% tariffs on China and Mexico. But, you know, you can't give him back. You know, it's like when you have a child, when you have a baby or when you have a kid who's wayward, he's yours and you can't give him back. You can't give Donald Trump back. All right. Up next on the Earl Ingram Show, we will be joined by CEO Anthony Eastreet next on the Earl Ingram Show.
Standing on solid ground, but now we're both ready for the real thing, cause our dues have all been paid.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Doctors will reevaluate Morgan Geiser. She was convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing case and had been set for release. The new review comes after new allegations that are delaying her planned release from a mental health facility. Staff at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute has raised concerns about her contact with a man and her choice of reading material. That's led to a court motion to revoke her release. A Waukesha County judge has ordered the doctors who recommended Geiser's release to testify at a hearing this week. AI will take over MSOE. The Milwaukee School of Engineering has unveiled plans for a fundraising campaign aimed at transforming its campus into a hub for artificial intelligence education. The effort includes a proposal for a $76 million innovation center. That would be a state-of-the-art facility going up at Milwaukee and State Streets. Work on the four-story, 97,000-square-foot facility could start later this year. The Great Lakes have gone from their highest winter ice coverage to a massive melt. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
Overall, they've lost a good 15% of ice in just 5 days. Lake Michigan fell from 34% to just 16% today. The warm-up melted 20% of the ice in less than a week. Lake Superior outdid that, dropping from 40% to just 20%, meaning nearly 30% turned back to water. With ice hanging on to shorelines now, the big concern is the vicious winds hitting, because across open waters, they'll gust up to 60 miles per hour. This has sparked gale warnings and will create large waves up to 10 feet high and will shift ice sheets. And this may push chunks of ice on shore, causing damage.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 2025 Oscars are in the books. In case you missed the annual celebration of movies, here is a rundown of the big winners. The Best Supporting Actor trophy was the first major category announced, and the winner was Kieran Culkin for his role in A Real Pain. Taking home Best Supporting Actress, to no one's surprise, was Zoe Saldana for her role in Emilia Perez, a film that was nominated for 13 awards and won two. Winning his second Oscar for Best Actor was Adrian Brody for his role in The Brutalist. He probably deserved it just based on how long he had to stay in character, given the length of the film. Best Actress went to Mikey Madison for her role as the title character in Anora. Anora was really the story of the night as it made history, with director Sean Baker becoming the first person ever to win four Oscars from the same film. Baker won for Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, and Best Picture as the film's producer. He also won for Best Editing. Anora was nominated 6 times and won 5. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have some rain on the way today and tonight. An inch or more of rain is possible. Our high today, right around 47. Tomorrow, we will see rain eventually change to snow, around an inch or so of accumulation, and it will get windy with gusts up to 35 to 40 likely tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Elon Musk. You're going to fire a bunch of folks. Well, that's going to, you know, increase unemployment. That's going to have an impact on the economy. The government buys farmers' goods for the USAID and no more USAID. Well, this thing's going to rot the field. What happens to the prices? What happens to the farmers? What is the point here? It just seems like these are just such amateur decision-making, wasting our taxpayer dollars by wasting people's time.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
We are joined Wednesday morning by Congressman Mark Pocan for an update on Elon Musk's wrecking ball and what Democrats can do to push back.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 as we await the call from Dr. E Street. You know, I just, for the life of me, you know, I see there's a guy here named George who sends a text and says Trump is doing a great job. You know, George can say that, and others like him can say that, you know, because now maybe they're fortunate enough that they don't need any support, right? Maybe George is, you know, is financially secure, and it doesn't matter what, you know, Donald Trump and Republicans do. But that's not the majority of the American people. And so to say that Donald Trump is doing a great job clearly misses the point on the damage that is going to be done and continues to be done, you know, with these really stupid. The tariffs are absolutely moronic. Didn't have to happen. I don't know what he thought. He's trying to, well, this is how I negotiate. Everybody's not, you know, going for what he does. People aren't looking to lose, you know, what they have because Donald Trump is president. Let's go to Mark, man. Hey, good morning to you, Mark. You say what? Mark.
100% honest.
Go ahead, sir.
What you're saying on the air.
You say what?
Okay.
You say what?
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. You're not 100% honest of what goes on with these corporations going overseas.
So, hold on. Let me first. You say I'm not 100% honest. Correct me.
Okay, I'm just
you said that. What do you mean? I told you I worked in industry for 34 years. I know what I'm talking about. I know what happened to all the people that I worked with. I didn't read it somewhere. It was our lives. So you correct me where you say I'm not honest.
Well, are you going to give me a chance to talk?
Go ahead now.
Talking over me?
No, I'm not going to let you give some false information. Go ahead.
You want to hear the truth of what happened?
Yeah. No, give me your opinion.
Okay.
Because that doesn't make it true.
I'm going to tell you exactly my opinion. Big corporations were lured over with a big dangling carrot to come to our country. And what we're going to do is there will be no OSHA. There will be, we're not going to tax you for multiple years. Your pay expense to our people will be half of what you got to pay American people. We're not going to even have any regulations. We're going to make enough money in tariffs that will take care of your taxes. So what we're going to do is basically give you a free ride here, come to our country, take care of our country with all your cars and Coke and Pepsi and big dealers. And then what we're going to do is we will tax the American people shipping it back to them. That's why they left. No OSHA,
okay,
no regulation,
Mark,
health care.
Smart,
no-
you said that I wasn't being truthful. Let me say to you, sir, you need to read, not hear what people say. You need to read for yourself. Because what you said is 100% incorrect. The corporations weren't lured to Canada or Mexico. Our corporations left on their own volition. They made the decision themselves. If you seem to believe that the corporations left because they were lured, for heaven's sakes, maybe Russia should be able to lure them. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And you're going to try to correct me. The least you can do, sir, is know what you're talking about. Because what you just said is absolutely 100% incorrect. Go ahead.
Earl, are you there?
I'm here, man.
Earl, why are you sitting there trying to tell me of all that? Are you okay? You want not pay their people nothing? Do you want to tell me that there were no regulations on these companies coming over to their corporations? You want to tell me there was OSHA over there? You want to tell me that even, I can't think of the word.
Hey, Mark, I know. Let me say this to you. Before you go any further, let me say this to you, Mark. Number one, corporations can't be lured anywhere unless they're willing to do it themselves. I don't care what somebody offers them. You're trying to tell me that because somebody offered them something, they had no choice but to accept it. That's absolutely untrue. Corporations are big enough. No, you can't agree with me. You just put out a completely different scenario.
No, I agree with you. That was the corporations deciding to leave. But, Earl, if someone came to you today, a radio station, and said, tell you what, I'm going to pay you three times what you're making now. You're going to talk exactly on what you're talking about now as a liberal station. And, in fact, you will not be censored, and there will be no health care. And you can have 5 weeks of
vacation. Mark,
Earl, you're going to jump ship.
Corporations make decisions themselves. They are not influenced.
Based on profit.
They reached out.
Based on profit.
Hey, Mark, they reached out to these. They didn't reach out to the corporations. The corporations reached out to them. And so don't know. Okay, listen, man, I'm not going to argue with somebody who doesn't know. Thank you very much for the call. This is why we are in the situation we are in now, because guys like Mark, who really don't know what he's talking about, is going to force and press the issue as if he really does understand what took place. He doesn't. I lived through it. He didn't. He read something, or somebody told him something. So to make the statement that the corporations left these shores and went overseas because they were offered a better deal is just not true. You know, the corporations themselves made the decision where they're going. They're the ones in power, not the countries. And so the countries didn't take the jobs from China and Mexico didn't come to America and physically take the jobs away. Just not true. 100% inaccurate. But anyway, I digress. The fact of the matter is Donald Trump made that statement. And so because Donald Trump made a statement that is not based on any fact or any truth, guys like Mark can call here and argue, you know, really, to be quite frank with you, from a position of ignorance, meaning not knowing, and then try to debate me on something he knows nothing about. You know, he's never gonna win a situation or discussion that he is not in a position of strength because he doesn't know what he's talking about. Let's go to line one. Who's on line one, Cardi?
Got Grace.
Hey, Grace, how you doing?
Don's on line one.
Hello.
Don,
hey,
yes,
Don.
Sir.
Hello.
Yes. Don, go ahead.
Don, you there?
Go ahead, Don.
Here, let's switch over. Go ahead.
I'm talking.
All right, who do I? Okay, go ahead, Don. Go ahead.
Hey, Earl, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I wanted to respond to that last fella saying that they were lured to China and Mexico and all that. To my understanding, isn't that why Bill Clinton signed the NAFTA trade agreement so they had permission? So these corporations had permission to go to these countries? That's the way I understood it. I don't know.
Well, there's no question, Don. As I said, that's my life. That's what happened in my life.
Right.
I didn't read it in a book. Somebody didn't tell me. I know exactly what happened and how my life changed. And I know everybody else who in this nation was in industry. And how they lost their jobs. I'm sorry.
I would like to ask this guy one question. How dumb are you?
Well, he clearly doesn't know what he's talking about. Thank you very much for the call. David from San Francisco. David, thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, hey, Earl. I don't know if you noticed it, but right after the Zelensky debacle on Friday, Defense Secretary Hegseth ordered the security systems of America to be dropped. Spies can now spy on America, and with no interference. Hegseth dropped the security systems into America.
Hey, David, with all due respect, man, I'm having a conversation about, the fact that tariffs, went into existence.
Well, I understand that,
okay.
Go ahead. This has to do with trade secrets, business secrets, and whether or not the businesses of America, whether their accounts can be now hacked.
Hey, David, thank you very much for the call, man. I'm focusing on tariffs. Let's go to Tom. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, Earl. First, I think CJ is really, really obsessed with transgender issues. I think he may be living in the closet with his own.
Oh, so Tom, I don't know. I don't know anything about CJ, we're talking about terrorists, man.
He keeps talking about transgender. That's what I want.
Okay, I know. We're talking about terrorists. We're talking about terrorists, huh?
You know what? We have a president in the United States right now, and a vice president in the United States, who are Russian assets. And what that means with the tariffs is that means he's going to do everything he can to destroy the United States of America on Putin's orders. And that is along with these tariffs. You want to watch our prices go up? All you people out there, you were lied to. Admit that you were lied to. And let's get ourselves together, because you know what? They may say they're not going to cut Social Security, but when they cut all of these jobs, there's a person working at the Social Security Administration office that won't have a job, and Social Security is paid out every payment for the past 80 years, and now they're talking about it not being paid out. And yes, that goes right along with the whole package of tariffs, because 25%, you want to go buy a car? I talked to an auto mechanic this morning, and he was talking about the fact that he gets
Tom.
Canada.
Buying cars, clearly, but the price of gasoline. Everybody's not buying new cars, but certainly the price of gasoline, which is getting ready to skyrocket, is going to be horrible for people who struggle every day, man. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842 is the number. We're going to continue the conversation. Hang on.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squad about that now?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squad about that now?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squad about that now?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
98Q Country.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Just want to apologize. I just got a response from Dr. Eastreet. He had an emergency. We'll reschedule him. He was scheduled to appear again, and so we'll reschedule him. He is the CEO of the National Association of Social Workers. So you apologize for the emergency. Anyway, I'm talking about the fact that you know, the tariffs have come into play. And I just want to respond again to, I forgot the guy who called him, Mark, the guy who wanted to argue with me. You know, if I think that what people should do is, I can be wrong about things. I'm human. I'm fallible. But you're not going to force me to things that I know that are 100% accurate. I don't care how much you scream and yell and holler. You're not going to get me off of the truth that I know, especially one that I've lived. And to make statements, you know, this is part of the reason why I don't know how this nation gets out of where we are. People who are ill-informed, who want to shout down somebody who's informed. You know, I'm informed because I've lived that life and I've certainly done enough research to know that what I'm saying is factual. Maybe you should do a little bit of fact-checking before you want to come on and argue with me about something that you absolutely know nothing about. Let's go to Bill. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, man?
Hey, Earl, again, what a wonderful show. You really are a lighthouse for truth. But about the tariffs, if you calculated how much the cost of living has gone up in just the short number of days Trump's been here because of all his actions, it's ridiculous. Eggs, $6 a dozen. Come on, people, wake up. He tells you one thing, and you believe it. On these tariffs, watch the Dow Jones. Read Wall Street Journal. See what they think about it. And, Earl, to your point, the next caller that wants to argue with you, just ask them, show us the facts. If you can't show us the facts, just don't spew what's something that's been injected into your mind through propaganda you believe. You got to support your beliefs.
Hey,
thanks so much, Earl.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you very much the call, as always. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Earl. And you and I live the same
is time. I mean, I'm going to be 75 years old. And what you, I can back up everything that you said because I lived it as well. I do not understand how these young people can believe this when people who live that era know exactly what happened and how it happened. And then argue with you. And that is like so ridiculous. I wanted to say, where were you, this young man? I mean, didn't you learn this in school?
No, no, you know, Susan.
I mean,
you know, Susan, it's not even.
Unbelievable.
Well, you know, Susan, it's not even so much. And I want to apologize to the listening audience for kind of losing, you know, my control of myself because, you know, never argue with somebody who doesn't know what they're talking about because, you know, listeners can't tell which is which, right? And so I shouldn't expect somebody who, you know, does not know what they're talking about, you know. I got to do a better job of not feeding into that. But go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, but I totally agree with you. I mean, I know I get mad too because, I mean, I was there. And then I go and I get data to back up what I have to say because, you know, I'm a data person.
Right.
But to continue to argue with you on something, you were there. You were personally there. I saw it. You saw it. And how these manufacturers made all this money and did not care about the people, did not care about closing these factories and what was going to happen to these people. And yes, they had to get lower paying jobs or they multiple jobs.
Hey, Susan,
I worked two or three jobs
hey,
at
Susan,
a time.
I'm sorry.
You know how that is.
We're out of time. I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. I just want to say, look at the prices of gasoline right now and in the next week or two, look at it again. All of that is because of Donald Trump, right? Not because of Joe Biden, because of Donald Trump. And so make no mistake about that. I don't care how you want to try to switch these things around. Inflation that was certainly gone down to 3% and falling is now rising again. That's Donald Trump and Republicans. Don't mention Joe Biden's name, okay? Those are facts. And you can twist it to be whatever it is you want it to be. But anyway, thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You know, thank you, Cardi, as always. Up next, Jane Madner, Greg Bach, Madner on Air. You've been tuned in to the Earl Ingram Show.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Maggie Dawn.
At 2:30, I'm joined by Megan Rowe of Opportunity Wisconsin to talk about the devastating cuts to Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid that Republicans are supporting. Join us.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Stocks are down dramatically with President Trump's tariffs and retaliation from China, Mexico, and Canada now reality. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says you'll likely pay a lot more for a lot of things.
This is completely dependent on how long these tariffs stay in place and what the retaliation looks like. So it does tend to lead to higher prices.
As the U.S. pauses military aid to Ukraine, Europe isn't standing still. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen.
This is a moment for Europe, and we are ready to step up.
Two storms collide, and that means severe weather from the Rockies on east this week. This is meteorologist Craig Allen.
Tens of millions of people will be affected by either wintry weather or severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall over the next 48 hours.
A dismal forecast did not cancel this morning's Mardi Gras parade in New Orleans. CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.